All right, well, we're going to go ahead and get into the lesson aspect for tonight, and the puppets are going to be back after the lesson, all right? But we need to get into the lesson of God's Word tonight. And if you kids remember last time that we had Family Fun Night, we started going through the great stories of the Bible, and we talked about creation last time, and this time we're going to learn about, as you can tell up here, the story of Adam and Eve, all right? The story of Adam and Eve. And what I'm going to do, we got the whiteboard back, and I'm just going to go ahead and use the whiteboard for the lesson tonight. But let me just go ahead and talk about this. We're going to do a little bit of review from last week. Because remember last week we learned about creation? And does anybody remember what we learned that God created on the sixth day? Anybody remember what God created on the sixth day? Anybody? Just go ahead and shout it. Go ahead. He created animals, and he created, specifically what I'm talking about right now is he created man. Yes, absolutely. He created man, and that was created on the sixth day. So this is what we're seeing here, that God created man. What the Bible tells us, and I'm going to just read a few verses for you, okay? In Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7, the Bible says, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." I like to draw. When I was a kid, I used to draw a lot. I don't draw as much now. Now I only draw when I preach, apparently. But this is a man, all right? And I don't know if this is what Adam looked like, but this is how I'm drawing him. Now, the Bible says that they weren't wearing clothes, so we're just going to draw his head, all right? That's probably a good idea. We'll just leave it at that. But the Bible also tells us that on that sixth day, God created something else. And we didn't talk about this in the last lesson, so I'm going to see if you know what God created, or if you want to look it up in your Bible real quickly. But I'm going to just draw this. Frogs. You guys think this is a frog? Who thinks this is a frog? All right. It is green. Let's see. Let's see if you can. Bushes. Who thinks it's a frog? Raise your hand. Who thinks it's a bush? All right. Who said Garden of Eden? You did? You're right. The Bible tells us that on the sixth day, God also created a garden, and it's called the Garden of Eden, and that's what I'm drawing right now, and I don't know if that's what it looks like to you, but I'm drawing flowers and a bush, because that's, I don't know, what I think a garden might look like, but you guys are way too smart. You guessed it a little too fast, all right? So you're going to have to wait for me to finish drawing this. Because the garden was big. And the Bible tells us that there was all sorts of plant life in that garden, all right? So let me just draw another turtle. Or no, it's a bush, all right? It's a bush, okay? No matter what anybody tells you. And here we've got more flowers and plant life. Okay. Does anybody know what else was in the garden? There was fruit. There was trees. All right. All right. Don't get ahead of me. You're going to come up here and teach the class. Okay. Yeah, there was fruit. There was trees. It was a big, plush garden. Okay. The Bible also tells us, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time going into details about this, but the Bible tells us that there were, see if you can guess what this is. Yeah. There were rivers. There were rivers in the garden. Rivers in the garden. Okay, let me read some verses for you, okay? So God created man. We talked about that. God created a garden. The Bible says in Genesis 2:8, and the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, right? That's what you told us. And there he put man whom he had formed. And out of the ground God made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, and the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And there's another thing that is mentioned to us with regards to what God created. And let's see if you guys can guess this. But who knows what else God created on that sixth day? Woman. All right. Yeah, God created a woman. All right. Okay. God created a woman. Does that look like a woman, kinda? All right. And you guys know what her name was? Her name is Eve. Yeah. All right. So hold on a second. Anybody know what his name was?
Adam.
All right. And what is her name?
Eve.
And what is this called? The Garden of Eden. All right. The Bible says that God placed man in the garden. All right. He created woman. Let me give you some verses. Genesis 2:21. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And he slept, and he took one of the ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. So God created man. He created woman. He created a garden. And then he placed them in the garden. Now, we already read a verse about this, but the Bible says that in the garden, God put all sorts of trees, all sorts of plant life, all sorts of fruit, and he created two trees. I'm only going to draw one because one is the tree we want to concern ourselves with, but he created two trees. Does anybody know the name of the tree that God commanded? So God told them that they could eat of every fruit in the garden except for the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, all right? So there was a tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and God gave them a command. God commanded that they would not eat of it. In Genesis 2:16, the Bible says, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. God said that they would die on the day that they ate of the tree. All right, so this is the setup to the story. We have Adam, we have Eve, we have the Garden of Eden, we have the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. All right, and I know you guys are a smart bunch and you know the story, but let's see what happens next. All right. Who thinks this is, I heard hot dog. Who thinks that's a hot dog? You know what? I'm gonna draw this a little. If that looks like a hot dog, then we're gonna start over here. You got your glasses? All right, let's see if I can do this better. Maybe if I do it in black. All right. Okay, so it's a serpent. It's a serpent. Sorry, not a hot dog. It's a serpent. I can see where you could get hot dog. But it is a serpent. The Bible says, I'll read it for you. It says, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of the tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. So this is what we call the temptation, where the serpent comes and he tempts Eve, and he tempts her to eat of the tree, all right? Now again, I know you guys are a smart group, so you know what happens next, but let me go ahead and draw this, see if you guys can see what this is. All right, all right, all right. Who thinks it's a heart? Who thinks it's a strawberry? Who thinks it's an apple? All right. Why is one of you still saying hot dog? All right, it's an apple. All right, an apple. Now, let me just say this. The Bible does not say that the fruit that Eve ate of was an apple, all right? The Bible does not say that. But people usually draw apples to illustrate it. So I do want you to be clear that we don't know what kind of fruit it was. But the Bible tells us that she ate of the fruit. Genesis 3:6 says, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. All right, so I want you kids to think about this, okay? God says you can eat of every tree of the garden except one. You're not allowed to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And God says, the day ye eat thereof, ye shall surely die. The serpent comes and says to Eve, first he questions God's word, yea, hath God said, and then he completely changes God's word, and he says, ye shall not surely die. Eve falls for that deception. The Bible calls it being beguiled, and she eats of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Do you know what we can call that? What is that? What is it when your authority tells you to not do something and you do it anyway?
Disobey.
Go ahead. Disobey, exactly. Now, what's interesting about this story, there's lots of things that we could learn from the story of Adam and Eve. But one of the things that I want to highlight for you tonight, for you kids, is this. That do you know that the very first sin, and to be honest with you, every sin, is a sin of disobedience. It is a sin of not obeying what God or what our God-given authority has told us to do. Tonight in the puppet show, Amy was told by her mom. Her mom is her God-given authority to clean her room. But she didn't do it. She disobeyed. And as a result, there were some consequences. The Bible tells us that the very first sin was a sin of disobedience. They disobeyed God. And really, the Bible teaches that every sin is a sin of disobedience. Whenever we sin, we are disobeying the Lord. The Bible says in Genesis 3:6, in the story of Adam and Eve, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. So they disobeyed. Now, do you know what happened after they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Who knows? Well, they were naked, that's true, but that already happened. What happened was that God showed up, and because of their disobedience, there were consequences. Now, I'm not going to read all these passages to you, but let me just share with you the consequences for Eve. The Bible says in Genesis 3:16, she was given a punishment. The Bible says, unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. So you know that one of the consequences that God gave Eve, and as a result, every woman who's lived since Eve has had to deal with the consequence, is that God made it so that having babies ladies like to have babies. Babies are good and babies are fun, but you know the Bible says that God made it so that labor, having the baby, would be done in sorrow. It would be painful because that was the punishment for Eve's sin of disobedience. God said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children. The Bible says that Adam was given a punishment as well. I'm just going to use this as an example. And let's see if you guys can see what this is. A hammer? Raise your hand if you think it's a hammer. All right. Raise your hand if you think it's a hot dog. There's some of you that think everything's a hot dog. All right, so it was a hammer. And I just use that as an illustration because here's what the Bible says. The Bible says that the punishment for Adam was this. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow thou shalt eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herbs of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it was thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. So here's what the Bible says. The Bible says that the punishment given to woman was that she was going to have babies, which is a good thing, but she would have them in sorrow. It would be difficult. It would be hard. And then the Bible says that man was going to have to go off and work, which is why I put a hammer here just to illustrate work. But there's all sorts of different types of work. Not everybody uses a hammer when they work. But the man was to go out and he was to work. But the Bible also says this, and I want you to listen to this. In the last part of verse 19, God says, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it was thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. And you know, if you remember when God originally told Adam and Eve not to eat of the tree of the garden, he told them, in the day ye eat thereof, thou shalt surely die. Now here's the thing, when Adam and Eve ate of the tree of the garden, they did not physically die that day, but they did spiritually die, and they became in need of salvation. This is why the Bible says that the wages of sin is death. The Bible also tells us that they began to physically die on that day. And as a result of sin entering into the world, they eventually experienced death. Not only on the day of did they experience spiritual death, but they even experienced physical death. And here's the whole point, and here's the big takeaway, all right? Here's the big takeaway to the lesson, is this, that there are consequences for disobedience. When you disobey, there are going to be consequences. Now, whether that's your mom, whether that's your dad, whether that's God himself, whether that's in the future, maybe your husband for a young lady that gets married, or maybe your boss at work, or maybe the law or the government. What the Bible teaches us and the big takeaway of the story of Adam and Eve is that when we disobey, when we choose not to listen to God and to our God-given authority, there will be consequences. There will be punishment. And we learned that tonight from Freddie and Amy, where Amy had to suffer some consequences as a result of her disobedience, all right? So I hope you kids learned that lesson, and I want to give you a memory verse for next time, okay? After the lesson today, once the service is over, you guys can give us your memory verse, and you can get a prize for your memory verse. But next time we meet, you're going to have another opportunity to memorize a couple of verses and to get a prize. And I'm going to read this for you, okay? And I want you to think about this, and especially you parents, maybe you can just write this reference down, okay? Here's the memory verse for next month. Ephesians chapter 6. Now this month, last month we gave you one verse. That was just a warm-up. This month, you're getting two verses, okay? Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Okay, I'm going to read it for you. It goes like this. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. The verse says this, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. And you know, you kids, we want you to memorize this verse, but we also want you to internalize it and want you to become children that are obedient to your mother, to your father, to your God-given authorities. Why? Because when we don't, the lesson we learned from Adam and Eve is when we don't obey, we suffer consequences, all right? Let's go ahead and bow our heads and have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you, and we thank you for these kids. Lord, I pray that you would help them to learn these lessons that all of us need to learn. And it's the lesson that whenever we disobey, there are consequences. And Lord, we pray that you would teach us through that and help us to understand. Help these kids, Lord, to learn those things and help them to be children that are obedient to their God-given authority and specifically at this season in their life to their parents. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.